Heavenly Father, we come to you today and praise you again for the great God you are. We thank you, God, that you love us, each one, that you sent your Son to die on a cross for us. We thank you again that we have that. And we pray, God, you'd help us to share that with others. We pray, God, that today as we go about our daily business, that you would give us wisdom and give us guidance as we go through those things, make decisions, that those decisions would be pleasing to you. Pray, God, for those that need your helping and healing hand, and I know of several that need your guiding hand as they go through surgery and things today. We lift those up to you and put those in your hands also. We know you are the great healer. We thank you again for watching over us here, and just pray that you would continue to watch over Taney County, Missouri, and the United States. Just watch over us all, dear Lord, and these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. White, do you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Tuesday, February 20th, 2018, 9:07 a.m., and we're going to start off with the swearing in of the Taney County Coroner.
Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and that you will faithfully demean yourself in the office of Taney County Coroner.
I will.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just stand here. Thank you. Mike, did you and Sheila want to get a picture of the three of you together? That might be a good picture for the newspaper.
Okay. It's a narrow lens.
In the office, do you need it?
It just says commissions to examine it, but you saw it.
Yes, we have it in the office. We're going to send a copy off to the state.
All right. Guess I can do it under, as far as commission remarks.
Well, it's under.
I'll just do it under the.
Okay.
Just so that we let everyone know, the coroner's been filled, vacancy's been filled by appointment by the governor. The previous coroner has resigned, and that by statute 58040, the vacancy has been filled and appointed by the governor. And it says that when any vacancy shall occur in the office of coroner by death, resignation, removal, refusal, or in any other manner, it shall be the duty of the governor to fill such vacancy by appointing some eligible person to such office. The person so appointed shall take the oath, give bond, and otherwise qualify for the office as required of coroners regularly elected, and shall discharge the duties of such office for the remainder of the term which he is appointed. Thank you.
Congratulations, Tony Mullins.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
I make a motion to approve accounts payable checks number 448529 through 448624, warrants 6944 through 6948. And there are no journal entries, and be noted that check number 448595 is a duplicate, but it will be applied to the February bill of that vendor's.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
I make a motion to approve payroll.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for February 6th and February 12th. And this is the revised. They've been revised.
I make a motion to approve the February 6th, 2018, and the February 12th, 2018 minutes.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for law enforcement drone. Says Neat Brands LLC number 17-153S. I think we've already we've already approved this. We have a letter dated February 13, 2018 from our commission attorney, Travis Elliott, and it's the agreement for the law enforcement drone, and the attached agreement for the law enforcement drone has been prepared by the legal department. It memorializes the agreement with Neat Brands LLC for the purchase of a law enforcement drone with a price not to exceed $8,840.66. The terms of the agreement commences upon execution and expires upon the expiration of all warranties. The agreement provides for a refund of the purchase price in the event the sheriff is not satisfied with the contractor's performance of the contract obligations.
I make a motion to approve the agreement for the law enforcement drone between Neat Brands, LLC, and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Subaward agreement, the Taney County Emergency Management number 18-011EM. I have a subaward agreement. I also have a letter from our the Tane Commission attorney, and he's reviewed the subaward agreement. The letter's dated February 5th, 2018. He's reviewed the subaward agreement between Missouri State University and Taney County and approves it to form. The proposed agreement is between the Missouri State University as the pass-through entity and the Taney County Emergency Management as the sub-recipient. It provides for reimbursement of up to $59,838.83 and not to create any financial obligation of the county. The terms of the agreement is September 1st, 2017 to August 31st, 2019 and may be terminated within 30 days written notice. Mr. Burnt, do you have anything you want to add? Or?
I think this sums it up. We've had that in the past. That's worked all this time.
Agreement between Missouri State University and Taney County, the subword agreement, file number 18-011EM.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Penalties and interest, Camp Barnabas.
Do I sit here?
Yep.
Completely new.
That's your mind.
All right. Good morning and thank you for taking time to consider this appeal. On approximately January 11th, 2018, we learned that Camp Barnabas was delinquent on 2016 and 2017 property tax regarding our prep school at 1492 Lakeshore Drive in Branson. To the best of my knowledge, no one in the Barnabas Foundation knew that we were being charged property tax at the Lakeshore Drive property, as the Barnabas Foundation is a tax-exempt 501c3 foundation. I do not know where the previous tax statements ended up. However, upon learning of this, our plan is to reconcile this matter. Currently, our lawyer, who is also a board member, is addressing this situation, as well as another board member who is researching exemptions we may qualify for as a ministry. At this time, we are asking you to consider waiving the penalties and interest charged during the 2016 and 2017 months that we were delinquent. The only thing that I can think of is our financial position has changed in regards to who is working. So she is no longer here. I can't ask her where might the tax bills have gone. We have a new one, a new finance person who handed me the letter on January 11th. I assume the director of operations role in August of 2017. And so immediately upon hearing that we are delinquent, these are the matter or the steps that we've taken to remedy the situation. I completely understand that we are responsible for the 2016-2017 tax, but again, just asking for the interest and the penalties that accrued during that time frame to be waived.
The bills went to Post Office Box 3200, Springfield, Missouri. Do you know where that, what that address is?
3200 is our central office in Springfield. And that's where I don't have a reason or a limb to stand on. I don't know where they went, and I know that's our assumed responsibility.
So you're not saying that the county made any error in any way?
Absolutely not.
Okay. As this commissioner,